Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, July 28, 2023. US futures are indicating a higher open. European equity markets have opened lower as they catch up with Wall Street's late drop. Asian equities finished mixed in a strong catalyst-based trading day. US dollar is flat with Japanese yen stronger on the Bank of Japan moves, and China yuan notably higher again. Treasury yields are mixed, down at the short end and up at the long. WTI crude oil futures are lower, gold is higher, and the industrial metals are mixed, with copper higher but iron ore lower. In macro news, markets are still digesting the European Central Bank's move to hike rates by 25 basis points, which came in as expected. The bank hinted at the possibility of a pause in cycle in September if inflation eases further. The US economic data points from yesterday also point to the possibility of a soft landing. Market headlines today focus on the BOJ move. The bank has decided to increase the flexibility around the yield curve control target, saying it will keep the 0.5% ceiling but allow for moderate movements above that level. There are no other changes to the monetary policy settings as expected. Also, as anticipated, the bank has upgraded its full-year 2023 CPI forecast, projecting the ex-food and energy inflation at around 3% level. On the data front, the Tokyo core CPI came in higher than expected for July, with the ex-food and energy inflation topping 4% for the first time since January 1982. The Australian retail sales unexpectedly shrank in June, driven by a sharp decline in discretionary goods spending. South Korea's industrial production fell by more than expected as auto output dipped. In Europe, Germany's state inflation softened. The French reading also showed inflation dialing down, but the update from Spain pointed to an inflation stronger than forecast. The French Q2 GDP growth beat, while the Spanish economic expansion continued as expected, and the German growth stagnated in Q2. Key focus on the US macro calendar today includes the June core PCE, June personal spending and personal income, the Q2 employment cost index, followed by the July final Michigan consumer sentiment. Notable earnings reporters in the US today are ExxonMobil, T. Rowe Price, Procter & Gamble, Chevron, Colgate-Palmolive, Franklin Resources, Church & Dwight, and Charter Communications. They're posting results before they open. In corporate news, AstraZeneca subsidiary Alexion is going to acquire a portfolio of preclinical rare disease gene therapies from Pfizer for up to $1 billion. TopBuild is going to take over specialty products and insulation in an all-cash transaction valued at $960 million. In Asia, equities ended mixed on Friday. Japan closed lower on the Bank of Japan news, but both the Nikkei and TOPIX rallied in the final hour of trading. Australia finished lower to follow developed markets' lead in the prior session. Greater China markets regained their upward momentum on signals that Beijing is following through with pledges to help the property sector. South Korea was a few points down, Taiwan was a little higher. India is losing more ground to cap a negative week. Southeast Asia was mixed. European markets have opened mostly lower. Focus today turns to the Bank of England ahead of its policy decision next week. Markets are discounting a 25 basis point hike from the bank with a chance of a 50 basis point move. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Friday, July 28, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.